Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show news, we failed to mention, plus ping pong and Josh's grandma's funeral. It's all coming up right after this.
Mama made us listen to Pink Floyd and Floyd Kramer. We got 3 square meals of mushrooms and cornbread. Mama's kitchen smelled a lot like incense and cathead biscuits. We'd watch Porter and Dolly and then throw on the Grateful Dead. Born and raised on acid country. Eating turnip greens and a handful of Nebutol. Yeah, Daddy couldn't take it, he had to go. You can't play Hendrix on a banjo. Mama walked the floor and laid another brick in the wall. Our heroes were Roy Acuff and Abby Hoffman. We grew up outside of Woodstock, Tennessee. Listening to Farron Young and a side of Inagata DeVita. Mama made a well-rounded outcast out of me. Born and raised on acid country. Eating coal ham hocks and a handful of Placidil. Yeah, Daddy couldn't take it, he had to go. Playing Alice Cooper on a dobro. Wearing leather hip huggers, working in the cotton mill. Everybody, and if you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. And son, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, excuse me while I kiss the sky. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And Chet Atkins playing the guitar on the MTV. Born and raised on acid country. Making smoke on water sound a lot like Uncle Pen. That's a bluegrass song. Yeah, and Daddy couldn't take it, he had to go. You can't mix Deep Purple and Bill Monroe. Roll, 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 hit it. And sunshine of your love while yodeling. Oh, yodel lady, lady, lady.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hi, Chick McGee.
He's not wearing socks this morning. Grosses me out.
Busy morning.
There's Josh Arnold at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick chair.
No clean socks?
Hi. No time for socks. I have to hear.
Filled up your last one?
Really?
You remember that great Broadway show, No Time for Socks?
Oh, yeah. Andy Griffith, right?
Andy Griffith.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they met, actually. Oh, there's Ace Cosby at the track phone hotline, hot phone. Willie Griswold's here.
Remember that Weezer song, Tired of Socks?
I don't.
I remember the sweater song.
They got a whole wardrobe.
Yeah, they sure do.
Wardrobe.
Their album Clothes.
I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk, and we have a couple of answers for why there are 22 horses listed for the Derby, and here's Tom.
Who was that?
What was that?
Was that not
any of us
it
that
was
just
me.
Demonically breathed into
no,
the mic?
No, it was me.
what's the
I thought for sure we had a...
According to Gary and George, the two extras are called AEs, also eligible, and they only can get in the race if one or two of the other horses scratch.
Okay. Ah, there
I mean,
go.
It makes perfect sense.
We should know by 9 a.m. if they get in. Check local listings.
Okay. The Oaks are three-year-old fillies or female horses. The Derby, mainly colts, but geldings or fillies are eligible.
So sure.
Rare races. And
I'm a gelding.
Okay, well, coming up, we're going to be hanging out with comedians Kostaki Economopoulos, Dave Dugan, and Allie Breen.
What the hell am I looking at?
Well, oh, my gosh. It's a special early edition of News We Failed to Mention with Jeff Oskey.
That's right, everybody. Buckle up.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm Jeff Oskey. We give you a lot of the news. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
I like
Jeff
your Jerry Oskey curl, by the way.
Failed to mention news.
It's Miss Jessie's soft curl, Tom.
Okay.
Miss Jessie's.
Looks very nice.
Yeah. Oh, you have to go to the 38th Street in whatever town you live in to purchase it.
All right.
Well, hey, I look great. What are you talking about?
It does look very good.
Nice head of hair.
Yeah, well, all right, let's get to it. A couple got married on a plane this week. What you failed to mention, worst reception food ever.
Hey!
Hey! Right. Thanks, Chicky.
There's a joke.
Johnny Depp and Amber Who Cares are all up in the news with Depp's $50 million defamation lawsuit, where we learned Amber supposedly took a deuce in the gentleman's bed.
Uh-huh.
What you failed to mention, defamation suit, more like a defecation suit. Am I right?
All right. How about you?
Yeah. Chick loves it. 100-year-old man has been at the same job for 84 years. What you failed to mention, the man has accrued over 200,000 hours of sick leave. 200,000 hours.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
New York is considering allowing marijuana-infused food to be sold in their restaurants. What you failed to mention, proceed with caution, everyone. I've had a twice-baked potato before. Didn't feel a damn thing. Baked.
What a ripoff.
Would have thought it would have been a good one.
You see, baked is
baked.
Slang.
It's what the kids say. A paraglider wrecked at Poo Poo Point in Washington this past week.
Yeah.
What you failed to mention, who's doing the naming in Washington? Poo Poo Point? Yeah, it's right up the road from Deuce Your Dungarees Drive and down the street from Crap Your Capris Curve.
Have you tried getting around Crap Your Capris Curve?
It's horrible.
On the cliff?
It's very slick.
Yeah, you'll wish you'd worn socks.
The Bronx Zoo announced the birth of a rare tree kangaroo, which can grow up to 20 to 30 pounds. What you failed to mention, and you thought being pooed on by a bird sucked. An aggressive horse has been moved to an animal sanctuary in Texas. What you failed to mention, they've housed him in a pen with a mouthy mule, a horny hyena, and a dick donkey. So he should be right at home.
Okay. They're the bad boys.
That's right. A man has been arrested after exposing himself to strangers by FaceTiming random numbers. What you failed to mention, sorry, dong number.
Come on.
Better than dung number.
A literal sperm donor who has been responsible for fathering over 40 children is complaining that he can't get a date.
Oh.
What you failed to mention, it's because you can't be trusted around an empty cup, dude. last week, I tried a Jim and the Holograms joke, which did not go over.
Yeah.
So I've rewritten it. I think it's going to work better this week.
Okay.
Let's try it again. So a man just married a hologram. What you failed to mention, if she's a hologram, how's she going to be able to do the dishes? Is that better?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And finally, doctors are saying not to follow the new TikTok trend of taping your mouth shut at night. What you failed to mention, or do, Darwin your way out of the world. I don't give a crap. One less person in front of me playing the lotto at the gas station like you're calling numbers out at the casino keno board. Go put on some Go put some tape over your pajama pants mouth so I can put 125 on pump two and get me a half tank of gas. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been What You Failed to Mention News.
Jeff Oskey. You're an angry man.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
I got a nice letter here. Yesterday in the show, we were talking about the fact that at NASA, there is a guy got a big promotion. And his name is Mr. Pfister.
We're still there. Right?
Yeah, we are.
Still there.
Well, it turns out that there's another famous Mr. Pfister.
Wow.
It's Phil Pfister. He was, and he's apparently a great guy. He lives in Charleston, West Virginia.
You'd have to be.
He was, he's a badass. He's really tall and really huge.
He's really tall.
He won the World's Strongest Man competition, I believe in China in 2006. But
they called him the Mighty Pfister.
I believe he weighs approximately 360 pounds. He's a very tall man, 6'6".
Big fist.
Yes, a big man. And this guy writes Good Morning Radio Gods.
Hello. Oh, how nice.
Don't you like that?
I do.
I could get you a small G.
Well, sure.
Whatever, Phil.
Yeah, we never created
this. For some of you. he goes, I've worked on Mr. Pfister's truck. He is a great guy. He's a beast of a man, one of the finest people you will ever meet.
He's a teddy bear.
He's also a firefighter. So this guy
right
sounds
on.
Like a great guy.
Yeah.
So good to know Mr. Pfister. And now if you'd like, we can send you a copy of this so you could like have it on your phone when you meet people. Oh. Hi, I'm Mr. Pfister.
Mr. Pfister! He hasn't been terrorized since he was a child.
Oh, dude.
That's why he's such a badass.
Yeah.
It's like a boy named Sue.
Also, the first name Phil... Yeah, a little unfortunate next to the Pfister thing.
Yeah, Phil Pfister.
Yeah.
Yikes. So anyway, thank you for introducing us to the other Mr. Pfister.
Yeah, always good to hear from a Pfister.
Yeah.
My old Pfister family.
Yeah.
Fine looking family.
Pfister nearly killed her. You see that?
Okay. Yeah,
it's easily done with that.
Now, we have not completed our sportscast.
No, we have not. Are you ready?
Stupid world record.
Table tennis player in the UK has broken the world record for the most consecutive opponents in a table tennis rally.
So?
According to reports, the Mr. Wen Wei Zhu, founder and coach.
Sounds English.
Founder and coach at Brighton Table Tennis Club faced 117 players, each returning one shot. That's evidently the rules to beat the previous record of 102 players.
If I'm understanding this correctly.
Don't ask me.
A rally means the ball is continuous motion, right?
Also, a person keeps at the other end.
Yes, that's all I can figure because when you're rallying in tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
It means that you just keep the ball going.
Right. He's not got a backboard because, you know, a tabletop.
Right, not in this case.
He's presumably there are these people are all lined up and they do a shot in the next
game. That's fun.
We did this as like a warm-up game in tennis at camp. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it looks really cool. And so he does have a it says here the record, 117 players.
Wow.
Man. Oh.
So
really the record is just the amount of people who show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's the amount.
No, because you got to run in there and get.
You got to get. It has to be continuous.
But can any of the other players repeat, though?
That's a great question, actually.
I don't think that is a very good question, and I don't know if they count.
So the ball has to keep moving the whole time. It can't, like.
Yes, in other words.
So nobody can mess up.
You know, right. He serves, and then they hit it back, and then he hits it back, and then another person's then the other side.
I mean, that's so.
So for that many people not to mess up
is a big deal. Had a few where apparently, as I read this, if I'm understanding it, they did mess it up.
Oh.
But the main reason I wanted to bring this record
to
your attention.
How'd they set the record then if they messed it up?
They started over.
They had to start over?
Yeah, so. I mean, first of all, you've got to get 117 people into a facility with a. I know that the ping pong table at my house when I was growing up was a very small basement. You'd really have to have them very carefully lined up.
I'm sure they weren't in a basement.
Oh, you think?
I don't think
a large room with a gymnasium, perhaps.
Well, once again, if you guys had listened
to... Do they measure this in pings or pongs? I don't know. The reason I brought this to your attention...
If you listen to anything in the story, he's the founder and coach of the Brighton Table Tennis Club.
Yeah.
Do you think that's where they had the record?
Probably.
They have their own building?
They're not table tennis clubs, Chick. They're paddles. Paddles.
A paddle of tennis.
I don't mean to embarrass you. But,
Really? Now,
the reason I brought this up, I'm not sure if Willie is aware of this.
What you got?
But for those of you new to the show, many of us have lost parents or grandparents. And sadly, Josh, you're...
This is what you're shoehorning?
Yes.
I knew it was coming. I could tell.
Oh, no. Speaking of table tennis.
Do you want to explain? I know that your grandparents lived in a lovely facility.
They did.
Assisted living.
Yeah, they loved it. And they loved it so much that they insisted that their funerals be held there in the chapel. And quite literally, this is not made up, the chapel is right next to the rec room.
So the recreation room right there at the facility.
And
we have audio of the actual... Is this your grandmother's funeral?
Yes, yeah.
Your grandmother's funeral. I know this is supposed to be a show with a lot of frivolity and fun, but if we could just take a moment to honor your grandmother. About to start the service. Hey, could you hold it down in there? Pretty good rally they got going.
Sure.
I'll never forget the phone call I got from my dad after that hit first aired. And I'm not kidding. He goes, how dare you play a bit that makes fun of my dead mother and make me laugh so hard.
And my mom's funeral was at her facility.
Those places really are great.
The people who are there are the best. If you work at one of those things helping the old folks, good for you, man.
Yeah, they loved it.
My mother loved
it. Well, why don't we have audio from your mother's funeral?
Why are we mocking? It wasn't next to a rec room.
Yeah.
It was right
next to a rec room. I can make up something that it was next to, and I can put Dean to work for the next 3 hours. We'll get
your grandmother.
Yeah. Do you guys know that story?
I do. No, about how you...
He didn't tell me until like 3 months later.
3 months?
It was in June, I think, right? And then I was going back to camp and I was like, hey, I think before I go out to go to college, before I go to Colorado, I'm going to drive to Cleveland and visit Nana. And he goes, oh, you can't do that. And I go, why not? Well, she died in June. And I go, why didn't you tell me? And he goes, well, you're at camp.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. Maybe go check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How about that? Go to Cleveland. Yeah, we'll have some fun.
You know, at moments like this... I thought it was just me.
No,
it's the way you treat me this way, but you treat everyone that
his
way.
Heart was in the right place. He didn't want to ruin camp for
it. Was
it you thinking of yourself not wanting to break this unfortunate and awkward news to your son?
But I'd say it is hard to get closure that way.
grandmother's alive.
It was a complicated time.
Sure. I got to see your April of that year. It was
one
okay.
Of his, yeah. One of his brothers was in jail. It was like, kind of a weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we're sorry to say that, Sam. We know you got real drunk that night downtown, Sam.
There was a lot going on at the time.
Lousy screws.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to speak with comedian Dave Dugan. But up next, I believe it's going to be Kostaki Economopoulos.
No, he'll be here in a little bit.
Okay, good. Oh, that's right. Okay, they got the times and everything.
Right up there in the board.
The print can't get
a lot of
bigger.
Us do what we can to help you out.
Yeah. We're all here for you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars. This time, Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream. We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.